Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted you're with us today. We have a very exciting show coming up. I'm taking you off to amusement parks. And we're going to find out about some of the better places to go for thrill rides and amusements and water parks and roller coasters. And some of the things we ought to be cautious about as well. So at this time of year is a really good time for us to be talking about that. In the next hour, we're going to be going off to talk with a staff travel columnist at the New York Times. And we're going to be talking about travel in general, but particularly about traveling alone. And the value therein. I bet you've been places where you wished you were traveling alone, because my biggest challenge is how many compromises do I have to make in one day? Because when you're traveling with other people, you know, it's getting into the discussions about where are we going to eat and what are we going to do, and where are we going to go. And you don't have to do that when it's just you. Kind of a neat thing. And then later, we're going to be going off to the island of Rhodes in Greece, because I want to introduce you to a place I visited in May in Greece that really flipped me out. And I went to all kinds of wonderful, great places, historic sites, and, you know, when you get to see the Acropolis, not only the Acropolis in Athens, but you go to the Acropolis in Lindos on the island of Rhodes, there's a place called the Lindos Ice Bar. And you've got to know about this. I am here with our barefoot beachcomber, my on-air travel companion, David Isby. David, you would have loved this place, the Ice Bar.
I like the sound of it, for sure.
I'm telling you, it's almost 16 below zero when you go in.
So I assume you get bundled up before you walk in?
They give you, you enter an area that's freezing, 32 degrees. You go into that area. They give you this poncho and mittens, and then they open the next door, and you go in, and it's 15.8 degrees, so call it 16 degrees below zero. And the walls, it looks like a big igloo. It's this big cubicle room, and ice sculptures, and it's fabulous. And there's a full bar. The bar is carved to look like a boat.
Nice.
And the glasses are cone-shaped ice, and they put the liquid into the cone. But it's ice, and they give you mittens so you don't freeze your little hands off.
Is there a time frame, or is it whenever you feel comfortable?
What do you mean?
I mean, is there a certain amount of time you can spend in there?
Oh, the people that have parties in there, you know.
Hours, you mean, you're telling me?
Yeah, they
really
go in and music and dancing.
Oh, my
and
word.
Fool around and
great.
Have a drink. And
I'd like to try that.
I loved it.
Greece, you say? Let's do it.
On the island of Rhodes.
Rhodes. Very
yes.
good. R-H-O-D-E-S.
But can I tell you something?
Yeah.
It's one of those best kept secrets.
Oh.
Because
well, not anymore.
Right, I hope not. I mean, that's one of the reasons I have the co-owner, the wife of, you know, she and her husband, and she's from England, Claire Cousins. That's the reason I'm having her on later today, because even the tour guides didn't know about this place. There's all the buses line up across the street from this place.
Wow.
And the people get off and they walk into this old village of Lindos, and then they go to the Lindos, the Acropolis at Lindos, big historic monumental building, and then they get back on the bus and go home. And but I think that's going to change because I think as a result of my having been there, there is at least one tour operator that is going to include a stop at this place before you get back on your bus and head out.
I'm sure.
So, but I want to take you off to talk about amusement parks because it's a really important, it's not just a question of where to go to have fun. It's also a question of where to feel some confidence that you're going to be safe. And so we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Brahms Piano Concerto No. 1, and Shostakovich Symphony No. 5, under the direction of conductor Andras Nelsons, Sunday afternoon, July 8th, 2:30 p.m. at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
I am thrilled to have on the line with me Pete Tribuco. He is an amusement park expert, but I don't know if that title is self-inflicted. So did you give yourself that title, or did somebody bestow upon you?
No, that title was given to me, I guess. I don't know if it's deserving or not, but I've written two books on this subject. I'm a private pilot, done some aerobatics and stuff, and interviewed some of the space crew. So I guess it's more along the lines of having fun and being a thrill seeker.
You know, I've had a conversation with Mary Rosenbleith, who's going to be on Travel with Stephanie Abrams tomorrow. She's the director of public communications, and she is the interim special event director. She was telling me, and you'll hear more about it on tomorrow's show, about a celebration they do in this town, Addison, Texas, where they have pyrotechnic, an air show that includes a plane that is equipped with pyrotechnics, with fireworks. Do you ever hear of that?
No, but I'm sure they're out there. I mean, obviously, planes are able to do skywriting and a whole bunch of other things. So I'm sure that they, they're capable of doing that as well.
Can you imagine having planes go up at night and shoot off fireworks? I don't know. It scares me a little bit. I just want to make sure that the fireworks are nowhere near the fuel tank. I mean, that could be, skywriting's one thing, but, anyway, you brought up being a pilot. I just wondered if I could follow up on that interesting conversation, pre-conversation I had to the interview we're doing tomorrow. So what was it about amusement parks that got you to the point of having a professional relationship with the subject?
Well, I was actually afraid of roller coasters when I was 6 years old, and I hadn't rode them until around maybe 40 to 45 years of age. I only did it because my wife and daughter, actually my new daughter, was being born, and I wanted to make sure that I didn't miss out like I did during high school and college, and also while I was dating my wife. So I tried to overcome that fear, and it was a fear, a childhood fear. I was a pilot still. I learned to become a pilot 10, 15 years before I started to try this. But at the same time, I wanted to overcome that fear. And I realized that the fear was a lot greater than what actually was happening. I was doing a lot more in airplanes than you could ever possibly do on a roller coaster. But at the same time, it was more the first book, America's Top Roller Coasters and Amusement Parks. That was more therapy for me to come over, to just get over my fear. And the second book is not just for enjoyment, a personal guide to the best roller coasters, amusement parks, and water parks. That was just more for enjoyment. So that's the trek in, and that's pretty much why I wrote the first book and why I continue to ride roller coasters today.
What is the criteria that you use to determine the merit level of being named one of the best roller coasters? How do you evaluate a roller coaster?
Well, it's real simple. Rewritability. If a ride has got you so intrigued that you go on it, but after the ride is over, you can't wait to go back on the line or maybe stay in your own seat and go for another ride. That's the key to any ride. It doesn't have to be the tallest, the fastest, the most scariest, the one with the best queue line. It really is more dealing with the fact that you want to make sure that it's rewritable. It's fun to actually do. and that you're having a good time. And that's why, you know, even rides like at Disney that really aren't that, you know, intense, they do extremely well because of the fact that they harp into that you can't wait to go back on that ride and redo the, you know, refill that, you know, the experience and just enjoy, you know, doing it over and over and over and over again.
Is it only about roller coasters that you're interested in, or do you analyze Ferris wheels and other such rides?
Oh, sure. Of course, there are rides. A roller coaster is actually a ride that has a rail, has ball bearings, and a track. Now, a lot of these rides that you get now basically don't have that. They might have a semi track, or they might not have anything. But you know, rides like Soaring and over at Avatar, you know, the flight. These rides are all simulation rides, and they are very real. They look extremely like you're actually doing all these events. But there is no track. You're just, you know, seeing a simulation, kind of like what the astronauts see. And I've been in the actual simulators with them, which are extremely realistic, takeoff and landings. Well, same thing happens in roller coasters and also non-roller coaster but thrill rides. I mean, everyone knows Tower of Terror. That's what Drop Tower. And there's just a lot of rides out there that are really intense, a lot of fun, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a roller coaster. I enjoy all of them.
I'm talking with Pete Trabuco. His website is petetrabuco.com. You can find a link at sabrams.com, sabrams.com, in the show notes and in the forums and in all the other places. We must have half a dozen or more places where it's cross-referenced. We're going to continue our conversation with Pete right after this. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Keith Lockhart with an invitation to join me and America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, at Symphony Hall.
This spring, the Boston Pops celebrates American music icon Leonard Bernstein, plus tributes to Disney, Hollywood, and more. The pop season begins May 9th, so get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable double bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Adria Griss is a medical insurance advocate, a medical billing expert, and the founder and CEO of MedWise Insurance Advocacy. She has helped clients worldwide with their health insurance reimbursements, reduce overcharges on medical bills, and ensure that medical claims are being processed correctly. Over 20 years ago, Adria began her career as a senior claims analyst for a travel insurance company. Today, Adria runs successful and innovative business advocating for those caught up in a quagmire within the healthcare system. In less than 2 years since MedWise Insurance Advocacy was founded, Adria recovered almost $1 million in medical expenses that insurers have tried to block or health care providers erroneously charge. Adria speaks frequently to consumer groups, associations, and insurance professionals and has received multiple awards. She has been featured on CBS News nationwide for her work as a medical insurance advocate. Her website is www.medicalinsuranceadvocacy.com. Adria Griss can be contacted directly at adria@medwisebilling.com or 845-238-2532.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Traveling soon? Got questions? Email Stephanie at stephanie@sabrams.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams and traveling companion David Isby.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by Dutchess County Tourism, nestled in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, where you'll find every outdoor adventure on land and water. Spas, great shopping, FDR's Presidential Library, the Hyde Park Railroad Station Museum, events and festivals galore, all set on the site of America's early history. For more info, check out DutchessTourism.com.
Travel tips, news, information, and more from your personal travel expert, Stephanie Abrams. It's Travelers 411.
I'm delighted to have Pete Tribuco on the line with me. He is a self-proclaimed amusement park expert, having written two books on the subject, A Personal Guide to the Best Thrill Rides and Amusement Water Parks, and also America's Top Roller Coasters, Amusement Parks, and whatnot. I'm just wondering if all of the places you've evaluated for their value of as an amusement park, as a particular kind of ride, are they all in the U.S.?
No, they're not. Actually, a lot of the manufacturers of roller coasters are actually not even in the U.S. They're overseas in Europe, and you know, some of the biggest rides and best attractions that you'll find are actually from companies that are overseas. Is the United States one of the biggest markets to buy the roller coasters and thrill rides? Of course, we have the best amusement parks, but you know, I've also been to Europe, and I've also been elsewhere where, you know, Canada's also got some great roller coaster rides as well and amusement parks. So they're all over the place, and it's like any other company. You order a ride, and it's created for you by that particular company.
So outside of the U.S., where are some of your favorites?
Well, you know, I like a whole bunch of great rides out there. There's several in the U.K. that I really love to do.
In Blackpool?
Yeah, Blackpool is one. The cool part about going to the places in Europe, especially in the U.K., is here in the United States, we don't care how high you build. Our tallest roller coasters go 450 feet or even higher than that. In Blackpool and in all, you know, Drayton Manor and all the other amusement parks they have there, and there's several, there's a law that you really can't go above tree level. So, you know, in order to beautify and keep everything, you know, pretty much nature-oriented. So what they have to do in order to make a ride bigger than 150 feet or 120 or 100, depending on how high the trees go, is they have to dig deep and down into the ground. So a lot of times you're actually tunneling in a lot of these rides, which makes it a little more interesting. You know, it doesn't look as fearsome when you're actually waiting to go on it. But itself is pretty cool because it goes deeper than the earth.
So they entrenched.
And of course, you know, the like Pepsi Challenge, for example, which is one of the bigger ones, is over 200 feet tall. So pretty interesting.
So they make like a trench.
Yes.
I didn't notice that because there's nothing you're going to do to get me on a Ferris wheel or a roller coaster for that matter. So I didn't pay that close attention. But my impression of the roller coaster in Blackpool, England, is that it was pretty high.
Not as high as the ones you're going to find. I mean, we have the tallest roller coaster where I live right here in New Jersey. It's at Six Flags Great Adventure. And this ride will take you from 0 to 128 miles an hour in about 3.5 seconds.
Oh, Lord.
And then up 440 feet straight up to the top, where you crest the top, and you're very slow up there, so you can get a good view of everything that's there. And then it will drop you 440 feet
oh, Lord.
In a twisting turn at about 90 to 95 miles an hour. But that's not it. As you're coming in back into the station, there's a little 200-foot little bunny hill, if you want to call it, which is really not a bunny hill at 200 feet, that you have to climb. And, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the parabolic arcs, but those are the parabolic arcs are what they use in the Vomit Comet. That simulates zero gravity when you do that. And on this particular ride, at that particular moment, when you're going over that hill or any type of a hill, you get the zero gravity effect.
You know, man, you made me crazy just telling me that. All right, well, listen, I've got tons of questions for you, so we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back and continue our conversation with Pete Trabuco, who's on the line with us from New Jersey, a place I used to live for many years. I lived in Bergen County. Where are you?
I'm actually in Monmouth County at this point. So,
okay.
But I'm very familiar with Bergen County.
And, well, you should be. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Attention, are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Travel tips, news, information, and more from your personal travel expert, Stephanie Abrams. It's Travelers 411.
I am delighted to have on the line Pete Trabuco, amusement park expert. And you can check him out at PeteTrabuco.com. Go to SAbrams.com. It's easier. SABRAMS.com. If you're driving, you have to worry about writing down anything. You'll find it all. You can link right over. And you'll get all the information. So here's my question. I don't understand, and I'm not, you know, convinced that you're going to be able to explain it to me, but I figure you're probably the best person to ask. What is it that makes people want to be thrilled with excessive speed being pummeled up into the air and dropped down? It, however many feet, and that stuff makes me nuts. I don't see any joy or happiness in any of that. And clearly, it's a multi-gajillion dollar industry. What is it? Where is the sizzle in that that gets people not just excited? The excitement part I understand, but thrills them to happiness.
Well, you have to go back to some scientific theory, but man itself or woman itself, we have two emotions, really, when we're threatened. It's fight or flight. And the people that actually love roller coasters are the people that like to fight and like to be able to do things that are a little bit different, you know, spice up their lives a little, you know, get the impression. You know, roller coasters mimic what it's like to be a pilot that does aerobatics, you know, loop-de-loops and Emelmans. And what better way to go ahead and do that without putting yourself at a lot of risk? And I've done loop-de-loops and I've done aerobatics, so I can tell you it's a very dangerous thing to do. Why do it? But people love to do it, and they can do it on roller coasters where it's so much safer than it would be doing it that way. So you know, they really want to push the outside of the envelope, have some fun, have some memories. Plus, you know, the endorphins are kick in, and you get a real rush out of it to the point where it's almost like doing a great workout, to get yourself going and feeling good about yourself and your surroundings. And other people are just, they just want to be able to do something, conquer something, do something different, and feel good about themselves. And a lot of times they'll go to roller coasters and say, well, I just did that one, so now what's next? And I feel really good that I've overcame that fear. And some love to be afraid, and this is a way for them to basically feel kind of like in, you know, when you go into a haunted mansion or a Halloween time where you go to the parks anyway, but you know you're going to be afraid, but you do it anyway and you love it.
See, a haunted mansion I can handle. Haunted houses, you know, the spooky houses, and I can handle that. And I, like so many others, lead really exciting and thrilling lives that do not include the experience of like Thunder Mountain or something, or, you know, going over 100 miles an hour in some piece of equipment that you only hope doesn't go off the rails. And so there was a key phrase you used that I wrote down, and that was doing these things, quote, without putting yourself at risk. And there have been far too many instances where mostly carnivals, it's more rare when something happens at a place like Six Flags or like, you know, a Disney ride or something like that, where it's put up, it's permanent. There are inspections daily, weekly, monthly. There are people on site who are tasked with the obligation of doing inspections, who work for the park. There are those in the town who are special building inspector types whose job it is to come out and check and recheck to make sure that everything is copacetic. And it's a little tougher when you're dealing with roving carnivals that set up. They set up in the afternoon. They're there that night. They're gone the next day. Or maybe they're two nights, and then they're gone. And if something happens, you don't even know who those people are. And there's just too much that can go wrong between the setup and the use of the thing when maybe the person who was supposed to check it didn't. And so the roving carnival has so much less to lose than the place that's got an investment in thousands or tens of thousands of acres and something that's there 365 days a year. So I've always felt that if I were taking my children to go on some ride somewhere, I wanted it to be at a place where I knew that the people had a lot to lose if something went wrong, as opposed to some fly-by-night situation that sets up literally flies by night, you know, sets up and by, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, they're breaking down and going to their next place. So I never, and there was, every time I read an awful story in the newspaper or heard it on, you know, broadcast radio or TV where something went wrong at an amusement park, it, for the most part, didn't happen in one of the big stationary, permanent kind of theme parks. And when, generally speaking, when there was a problem, it was a problem like the equipment just stopped running for so many hours and the people on the ride just sat there till they were, you know, they got it running again or they came and lifted them off, as opposed to some of the horror stories that you read about, you know, some piece of equipment going into its own orbit along with the people who were sitting on the ride. So I don't know, as a person who's spent more time involved looking at that at amusement parks than I have, what do you think?
Well, you know, the statistics don't lie. And as a whole, the National Consumer Product Safety Commission has put together facts and figures on that. And usually it's around 1 in 250 million people will be involved in a fatality at any of the amusement parks, including the carnivals. So we're talking, that's probably even safer than the aviation industry. And you've got about 1 in maybe 40 or 50,000 chance of actually being in a fatality in a car. So the difference between 100 and 250 million and 1 in 50,000, you know, pretty much stands for itself that, you know, there's a lot of people. There's over 200 million people that will have visited an amusement park, and out of that, statistics show only about maybe 8,000 will actually be at an emergency room, you know, for cuts and bruises. And out of that whole section, maybe you know, a couple, maybe 10, 15, 20 are going to be fatalities during the entire year. So the industry is well policed. The manufacturers do it in a great way. Now, are carnivals more susceptible to incidents? Most likely because of the fact that they don't police it like an amusement park does. They don't have the experienced operators that are probably going to be there. And, of course, they don't have the new technically advanced roller coasters and thrill rides that you'll find at a fixed place like a Six Flags or a Disney World or a Cedar Fair or Universal Studios and so on down the line. But overall, it's a very, very, very safe industry.
Well, I'd like to think that, especially because these are the kinds of places that appeal to families. And, you know, if one person in 8 gajillion is faced with a fatality, and that one person is your kid, it doesn't matter what the rest of the statistics are. It's a pretty horrifying thing to think about. So, I'm always looking at minimizing the negative risk so that you can go and have fun and feel, you know, safe in doing that and not have to worry about, you know, maybe we shouldn't do this because. And clearly, I don't know if you can compare it to aviation because, you know, flying is probably one of the safest things you can do. And unlike being in a vehicle, that I understand. You know, there are all those risks involved just in daily simple things once you're in a car.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
Great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy with 3 islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you to complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland. Let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-670-2142.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Biz Talk Radio.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Adria Griss is a medical insurance advocate, a medical billing expert, and the founder and CEO of MedWise Insurance Advocacy. She has helped clients worldwide with their health insurance reimbursements, reduce overcharges on medical bills, and ensure that medical claims are being processed correctly. Over 20 years ago, Adria began her career as a senior claims analyst for a travel insurance company. Today, Adria runs a successful and innovative business advocating for those caught up in a quagmire within the healthcare system. In less than 2 years since MedWise Insurance Advocacy was founded, Adria recovered almost $1 million in medical expenses that insurers have tried to block or healthcare providers erroneously charge. Adria speaks frequently to consumer groups, associations, and insurance professionals and has received multiple awards. She has been featured on CBS News nationwide for her work as a medical insurance advocate. Her website is www.medicalinsuranceadvocacy.com. Adria Griss can be contacted directly at adria@medwisebilling.com or 845-238-2532.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Log on to Stephanie's award-winning website at sabrams.com. That's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It's Travelers 411.
Well, apparently we lost Pete Tribuco. I hope he wasn't, you know, on a merry-go-round or a Ferris wheel or something, got thrown out into orbit.
Well, he said it's all safe. It's okay.
Okay. I'm sure it is. You know, I'm just a worry wart, that's all. But I always felt better about...
I seriously think it's his cell phone battery did die.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's my guess.
Yeah, I would think so. But I've always felt better about being at theme parks, amusement parks, that there are people there 365 days worrying about the place, as opposed to going, you know... Well, whenever we go
weekend carnival or something,
yeah. Well, we we would always frequent the carnivals, but we go play the games,
right.
You know, rather than go on the rides that
are bolted in there for 72 hours. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing more horrifying than learning on the news what happened to somebody's child or somebody in the family when a ride didn't do what it was supposed to do. So, but meantime, I am back from our most recent experience. Traveling, and that included Athens, Mykonos, and a bunch of Greek islands on a celestial cruise. And Celestial Cruises ship Olympia is the one we were on. And David, I got to get you doing that.
Every time you talk with John Kleitos, it makes me want to just, get on an airplane and go to Greece. I mean, the two of you speaking about Greece is just excellent. It really is. Makes you want to go. Yeah, I mean, really.
I have to tell you that I had somebody tell me recently that they wanted to go in October to Rome. Well, they wanted to go to Italy. They were going to fly into Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed their minds because the airfare was so high. Mm. And to go from, they would have been flying from Boston or Hartford, one of the two. Now, to go from there nonstop was somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000 round trip per person. So you were looking at somewhere around $5,000 or $6,000 by the time you were done, just with the airfare.
It's the east coast of the U.S. to Rome.
Right.
Okay.
And I said, you're doing it wrong. So I want to share with you. If you don't have frequent flyer mileage sufficient enough, and boy, have those numbers jacked up in recent years, the number of miles you need to take a round-trip European trip can be astronomical. And it's tragic when you look at the number of points you have and say, my God, every one of them was a dollar. It's really scary. But one of the ways to get around it is to take a look at flying into Dublin. There are some, Dublin, Ireland is pretty close in. From Boston, it's only something like 2,800 miles. So the airfare often, and because it's, there's a lot of competition, look at the different airlines. There's some real good promotional fares. Fly in. And if you get a flight that leaves early evening, you will land very early in the morning, which means you can connect with just about any flight to anywhere in Europe you want to go.
It's funny you say that because we're flying to Germany, Munich, in August, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're actually going through Dublin and then Dublin to Munich. And the price was unbelievable. It really, I think under $600.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I mean,
in August.
To go to Germany in August.
August.
Summertime, peak season or peak time of the year. It was just super. It really was.
Now, one of the airlines you can look at connecting to is Ryanair. They have a very strong safety record. That's the reason I fly them. They now have extra legroom seats that you can purchase. But they're not big on comfort is not what they're looking at. They've actually, in the last year or two, year and a half, the CEO, Michael O'Leary, put out a memo saying we're going to be more customer friendly. And within 2 weeks of that edict going out, their sales skyrocketed.
Wow.
Because people saw it almost immediately that all of a sudden everybody was sweet and nice and friendly.
And Ryanair will fly just about anywhere in Europe? Or
we flew into Dublin, connected to Ryanair, and flew into Athens.
Super.
And it was a fraction, a little fraction of what it would have cost if we flew nonstop with any other carrier whatsoever, or even on a connection through Madrid with Iberia, or Frankfurt or Munich with Lufthansa, or yep. Air France through Paris or Nice or someplace. Take a break for the news.
Yes,
we'll be back on the other side of the news. Stay there. Wait for us. We'll be right back after everything. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.